The family of Tory Dunn is calling out Jagmeet Singh and the federal New Democratic Party for not responding to the family's call for bail reform. Dunn, 30, was killed in Surrey's Port Kells neighborhood on June 16. Her death has sparked a call for bail reform, with BC Premier David Eby among those calling for action at the federal level to review Bill C-48. The bill was aimed at making it more difficult for serious, repeat violent offenders to get bail. Dunn's cousin, Brandy Bosra, emailed Singh on behalf of the family on July 31 to ask him to advocate for a review of Bill C-48. "We respectfully urge you to join us in advocating for justice reform and to support measures that will prevent dangerous individuals from being released on bail," the letter reads. "Your commitment to this cause would be greatly appreciated and would demonstrate a unified and compassionate approach to addressing a matter that affects us all." As the leader of the New Democratic Party and having resided in the Lower Mainland, your voice and support are vital in driving meaningful change and ensuring that our justice system upholds the safety and well-being of all Canadians. Tory's father, Aaron Dunn, told the NOW leader on Thursday, September 13, that the family has not received a response from the federal NDP. The Surrey NOW leader contacted the NDP for comment, but did not hear back by press time. Aaron added that he has not heard from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The letter notes that the family has spoken with federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. In a previous interview, Sebastian Skamski, Poilievre's Director of Media Relations, told the NOW leader, Mr. Poilievre spoke with Mr. Dunn to express his sincere condolences and hear about his advocacy. Together they discussed Mr. Poilievre's common-sense plan to stop crime and ensure jail and not bail for repeat violent offenders so that they are locked up behind bars and not out terrorizing our streets. Adam Mann was charged with second-degree murder on June 28 in connection to Tory's death. Mann is currently in court on three unrelated charges. None of these charges have been proven in court, and a publication ban currently covers the details of those charges. Aaron said he has also not heard anything from the MLA representing his daughter's Surrey riding. "This murder happened in their district, right in their backyard, and why is the only one responding to this out of South Surrey?" Aaron said. The Surrey NOW leader reached out to Surrey Guildford MLA Gary Begg for comment. A spokesperson for Begg said he was not available for comment before deadline. Eleanor Sturco, MLA for Surrey South and Conservative Party of BC candidate for Surrey Cloverdale, has been following the case closely and advocating on behalf of the Dunn family. Bill C-48 aims to address serious, repeat violent offenders with firearms, knives, bear spray and other weapons, as well as addressing risks posed by intimate partner violence. The bill expands the use of reverse onus provisions for certain offenders. It means that instead of a Crown prosecutor having to prove in court why an accused person should stay behind bars until their trial, the person who has been charged has to show why they should be released. The provision was expanded to include more firearms and weapons offenses, and more circumstances in which the alleged crime involves intimate partner violence. Note: this story will be updated if and when the federal NDP and Surrey MLA reply with further comment.